In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. Some theologians have speculated that this part of the Genesis story refers not to the creation of physical night and day, governed by the sun and the moon, which clearly comes later in the story, but rather the creation of the angels and the separation of the bad angels from the good ones. Angels and demons are real. They aren't metaphors for good and bad. Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and yes, Lucifer, as well as all the others, are individual beings as real as you and me. So where do angels and demons come from? Catholic teaching, which is based on scripture and tradition, says that when God created the angels, he created them in a hierarchy of 9 choirs. The higher the choir, the more powerful and intelligent the angels are. There is even a hierarchy within each choir. So the highest angel in each hierarchy is more intelligent and powerful than the others. The 9 choirs are seraphim at the top, then the cherubim and thrones. These make up the administrative tier and are the angels that deal directly with God. Next are dominions, virtues, and powers, which are the middle tier and control the governance of the physical world, the movements of the celestial bodies and weather patterns. Then the lowest tier, principalities, archangels, and angels, deal with the affairs of men. These are what are seen most in the Bible and where our guardian angels come from, as well as the guardians of churches, cities, and countries. When God created the angels, he created each one with a specific purpose. According to Thomas Aquinas, the difference between the angels isn't just that. The difference between, say, an archangel and an angel would be the difference between a cat and a dog, but the difference between each individual angel would be the same as the difference between a cat and a dog or a fish. So each individual angel is his own species and has his own set of unique functions and powers. They are more diverse than even we are. They were created with infused knowledge. When an angel wants to know about something, he simply thinks about it, and all the information concerning that thing comes to him. Angels are intellect and will, and that's it. They have no physical characteristics at all, although they can appear to us in physical form. Theologians say that at their creation, God told the angels he intended to create man, and that he himself would become a man, and that the angels would have to worship him as a man. According to St. Louis de Montfort, it was revealed to Lucifer, the highest seraphim, and therefore the highest created being, that a woman, Mary, would be above him in the hierarchy of heaven, that she would be above all angels and their queen. He wouldn't stand for it and rebelled. He stopped being Lucifer, which means light-bearer, and became Satan, or the Prince of Darkness. Instead of bringing the light of God to the world, as he was created to do, he decided to plunge it into darkness. According to the book of Revelation, a war broke out in heaven between the rebellious angels and the angels who stayed loyal to God. Saint Michael, a lower-level angel from the archangel choir, cast Lucifer and the rebellious angels out of heaven, and a third of all angels fell. Revelation 12:7. Now a war rose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they were defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who was called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. When the angels fell, they became demons. All the demons are these fallen angels. They are not damned souls or specially created spirits. When they fell, they retained the power to affect the physical world in the means which God gave them. For instance, if a demon was created with the power to affect the weather, he can still affect the weather. This is why the Catholic Church used to, quote, baptize the bells. When storms came, they would ring them, and sometimes it would dissipate the storm because there was actually a demon behind it. They did that for centuries. They didn't do it for that long without any success. When we sin, and when we curse God's name or take it in vain, we actually give power to the demons of the air that have power over the weather. Isn't it interesting that the most sinful time in history also has the most erratic weather patterns? The atheists and secularists say it is caused by global warming, Yet this was predicted by at least two Marian apparitions that during this time, the weather patterns would change due to sin. The fallen angels cannot be forgiven or redeemed. Now you might think that's not fair since we have the opportunity to be forgiven and they don't. But keep in mind, when we die, our judgment too is fixed. And some will go to hell for all eternity and there is no forgiveness for them either. The angels had their opportunity just like we are having our opportunity right now. There is no pity for demons. Since they have infused and perfect knowledge, when angels make a decision, it is perfect, because they have all the information needed, even the outcome. Yes, the rebellious angels knew that they would lose and spend eternity in hell being miserable, and they rebelled anyway. When we sin, we do so because we don't have all the facts. We don't know the ramifications of our decisions, and we have sinful physical bodies that cloud our judgment. They don't. They made their decision with perfect clarity. So they cannot be forgiven or redeemed, and they would refuse it anyway if they had the chance. When the angels fell, they fell from all nine choirs, with the hierarchy intact and Satan at the top, and the lower angels forced to serve him. And when we die and go to heaven, we take one of their spots. God created hell for them, the only place in existence without the presence of God, where there is only misery, pain, and despair. It's important to note also that Satan is on earth, not in hell, not yet. He tempted Eve in the Garden of Eden so that Adam would disobey God, causing humanity to fall. Because they hate us, and they want us to go to hell with them rather than take their spot in heaven. They blame us for their fall rather than themselves. Until my next video, God bless.